This is a Doxcast, not an Argon Soxcast, or a Bendis and Loxcast. Now I'm hungry. This is a Doxcast. It's a nerdy Toxcast. Discuss a Moxcast with Rich Early and friends.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another by appointment episode of the Doxcast. I'm your co-host, Josh Trumbo, and with me, as always, is the togetherful Rich Early. Rich?
I like the by appointment. That was good. And then I was like, I wonder what he's going to... Yeah.
I figured I'd stretch my adjective muscles this morning and invent one. So togetherful. It's,
we are remote podcasting.
We are. That's why it's audio only. We are not showing video of ourselves today. Because we didn't want to bother figuring it out. I suppose we'd have to get Zoom or something, but we just decided to be easy.
I mean, in a few hours, my plan is to play about 8 or 10 hours worth of Gloomhaven on Zoom, and so, yeah, I'm just not putting pants on, so.
These are excellent plans.
Yeah. Well, good morning, podcast listeners and live stream friends.
Yeah, I hope you guys are all doing well this morning. It's a gross Saturday in Fargo, North Dakota.
We are we're marching along towards episode 300, right? Like,
we are very close. Let me double check here, but I think we're on like this will be episode 295, I think. Mm-hmm. If I can find my list of Doxcasts here.
There might be more episodes than listeners.
Oh, no. This is episode 296 we're currently recording.
Oh, what are we going to do?
I have no idea, man. We gotta start planning this. We'll have our own plandemic.
Oh, no, don't even. Don't. No. Edit that out. Yeah, well, we've got a big topic today. You know, and like Josh is going to be spending the rest, or well, not the whole day. Josh is going to be spending a lot of time today prepping a blog post that's going to replace, you know, back on March 23rd, locking the front door was about the hardest decision that I've ever made, you know, and ever since then, of course, the question has been when does the door get unlocked? And I mean, Josh, I remember like early on, you know, like at least for me, I had this idea that, you know, we'll fight through this, we'll endure this, but then everybody will be on the same page, you know, as we open up, and it'll be really, you know, be exciting and it'll feel like a celebration. Unfortunately, that's not quite how it's turning out. But
yeah, it's definitely well, you know, I think we all went into it cautiously optimistic in terms of, well, maybe, you know, by May things might open up again, or, you know, maybe by June we'll be able to fully open the doors. And it's just, yeah, like you said, it's just you know, it's just not happening quite that way, which is what it is. I think people are adapting quite well, but yeah, it's definitely been an adjustment. It's
been this very staged nature. I mean, one thing that I want to say up front, in as we discuss this too, is, you know, I'd say a core principle at Paradox is that we try very hard to never take a political or controversial position. That doesn't have anything to do with what we may or may not think or support, but the guiding philosophy for me is that Paradox is a safe place for absolutely everybody. You know, when you come down to buy a comic and play a board game and play cards or, you know, role-playing games, that has nothing to do with the whole rest of anything. This is your, you know, in comics, we talk a lot about these shops as being your third place. And so your first place is your home, your second place is your workplace. And then your third place is this place you go that gets you away from all that. It's absent of all the things that are associated with those things. And it's just a happy, safe place for you to be, you know? Mm-hmm. So So I just want to be, you know, so it sucks that, you know, because there are different viewpoints and different ways of doing this and thinking about it. I guess I just really want to emphasize that I know that not everything I do can make everybody happy. And that sucks because I want to just make everybody happy, period. And so I just, you know, all I ask is everybody work, you know, just everybody think of it like the pace we're choosing and the way we're doing it is because we just want Paradox to be open and safe and healthy for absolutely every member of our community and, you know, our own families and our staff. You know, for us, it has nothing to do with we think this way or that way, or we support these people or these people, nothing at all. It is a choice we're making to err, to be a little cautious. That's it. And what we hope the result is, you know, once the door is open, which is what we're going to announce here in a few minutes, we can just all keep it that way. So, So there you go. I mean, that's all I really have to say on it, but I hope everybody understands. So, I mean, they won't.
Well, but, and you know, that's kind of how things are. You know, everybody's got an opinion on stuff, whether it's right or wrong. Your current opinion, or at least your current philosophy, is to err on the side of the opinions of those people who are actual experts in these fields. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And I heard this, you know, back in March when things were shutting down. I don't know who said it first or who said it best, but essentially the idea is that we will never know for sure how much we overreacted to this situation, but we will know exactly how much we underreacted to it. So,
yep.
You know, if you're closing the doors to the store and you're keeping them closed and you're doing, you know, all the stuff that's being recommended and, you know, wearing masks and all this kind of stuff, yeah, maybe it's not necessary. Maybe it's not helping, but maybe it is, and, you know, that's, if people don't come to your store and get infected, then we'll never know if that's what kept them from getting infected. But,
I've been really confused over the last week. What I've been thinking a lot about, and I mean, up until the last week, I haven't had really a lot of time for, I would say, higher order thinking, you know, like the core staff at Paradox, you know, we locked the door on March 23rd, but we didn't stop operating. You know, we worked harder than we've ever worked. We got about 50% result compared to normal, but that was really good, you know, and it took all the hustle we could come up with to give everybody, to give our customers an opportunity to support us. And our customers came through, you know, in a way that humbled me to the core. You know, if I ever failed to appreciate the things that we had and the fact that people let us be part, chose us to be part of their experience in this crazy, you know, pop culture life we all love so much, you know, I learned that gratitude and it's honestly changed me over the last 6 weeks. You know, I mean, it really has. Like I appreciate everything, every second of everything. And I think back to like all the stuff, and I will continue to stress about things that really aren't that important. It's just, unfortunately, kind of how I'm wired, but right. I think about all the unnecessary time I've spent worrying about things that in the big picture just don't matter. You know, the results of an event, the turnout, the attendance, the, you know, oh my God, this bill is due, you know, blah, 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 right? Like all these things that then all worked out and always have for 27 years, you know? So yeah, you know, it's just been interesting. But you know, you mentioned science. So like, I know that there are debates about data all over the place. But the data that I was trying to focus on has nothing to do with how we're comparing this rate to that rate with, you know, whether new cases are because of more testing or the, you know, I that's all the stuff that bogs us down into the political mire for sure, you know? And again, if I want to stay out of that, then I need to try to figure out how to make decisions based on other data. And so what I've been looking for really hard is the transmission data. I've been trying to find out, like I started, as we started thinking about opening up, what, how do we do a risk assessment? How do we actually know, you know, how can we quantify our risk? So we're all gamers, and we all love puzzles and essentially, for all intents and purposes, math problems, right? Because that's so much of what gaming is. So
which is funny, because I don't like math. I'm terrible math at it, but I'm good at gaming.
Right. I wanted to know the rules, you know, like it's like we've been playing this game without knowing the rules for all this time, you know, and I just wanted to find the rules. And there are a lot of articles you can read, but we finally found some pretty hard data that talks about, you know, when you breathe, how many particles do you breathe out, when you sneeze, when you cough, when you and then where are you? Are you outside? Are you in a place with a large amount of volume? Are you in a small place? How long are you in those places? And in context of that data, it is fascinating. Do you realize this is the one that blows me away? So what I've been struggling with for weeks is, why did Walmart, Target, Menards, and so on, why were they open, right? Mm-hmm. Aren't they just petri dishes of COVID-19? Aren't they just like COVID-19 banks? Like you go there to make a deposit and then you take a lot out with you, you know?
Right.
How is that not the case? Well, the fact is that kind of retail shopping has been shown to have only about a 3-5% infection rate. And we have data on that. And the reason is because of the volume of the size of the store. So if the store has implemented social distancing and is able to do it, if a decent percentage of people are wearing masks and if they're using, you know, the procedures, because like it really isn't about touch contact much at all, because that's so manageable. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is hand sanitize, wash your hands. It's about breathing in those particles. And so that means you've got to be somewhere where people have got it and are breathing out those particles. And so, you know, but the volume of those stores just absorbs a lot of those particles. They linger a lot. You know, when you breathe out a normal breath, most particles you breathe out just are grabbed by gravity and go to the ground. So, you know, right. The harder that, whether it's a cough or a sneeze, that changes that, and it changes the amount of particles and so on and so forth. But like, you're not, you know, a shopper is not at much risk at Walmart or Target. Now, a shopper is also not going to be at a lot of risk at a smaller retail store. They're going to be at more risk because the volume isn't as big that's there. You know, the size of the store.
Right.
But again, you know, the shopper is going to be kind of in and out. Like, we're not going to allow a lot of lingering. Like, we want to see everybody and catch up, but we're just not going to be able to do that. You know, most of us are going to be, we're moving people in and out once we start here. You know, you're welcome. We'll show you how you're going to be able to come in, but we're going to need you to shop in, you know, 5-10 minutes and move out, because we don't want to increase your exposure or ours, right? So, but you know, the people potentially at the most risk are the employees, and especially at the restaurants, more even than at a place like Paradox or whatever. You know, like Paradox is going to be able to control this pretty well. But if I've got a staff member and they're there for 8 hours and they're there 5 days a week, it means that every time infectious particles come into the store, that person is absorbing those in some way. They may have a mask, they may be behind plexiglass, they might be taking one particle instead of 100. but if it takes 1,000 particles to become infected, and we don't know the infectious dose. That's one of the problems with this thing, is the infectious dose is like, how many particles do I need to become infected? And they think it's low, but they don't actually know, right? They think it might be as low as 1,000, but that may not. But you know, but that's part of the science missing. So, but anyway, like if you could calculate now, here's the board game problem. But like, if you could calculate the volume of your space and the particles per million that might go into it, then you know, and you know, then the other part of don't really know the effectiveness of masks, like the CDC, and we're going to err on masks. We'll talk about that in a second. But, you know, the CDC recommends them. I just read a thing that in Austria, they ordered all citizens to wear masks at all times. And the data early on shows a 90% drop in infection rates. Wow. There was an article in The Atlantic that can be kind of a political newspaper or, you know, web's news site. So take this for what it's worth. But their estimate was if masks could be said to be 60% effective, then the math is that if 80% of the people wear masks, you will lower the infection rate. You know, that's just the way the math works. But we don't know if that 60% is accurate. This is the only problem with that, you know, statistic. So, but yeah, I mean, so we know the rules now, and we know why big box stayed open, and we know why these smaller enclosed spaces closed. I mean, you know, Josh, I shared the article with you, and we were just talking about before we started restaurants. Like, I mean, I personally, based on that data, if that data is accurate, I personally cannot see taking my family to a restaurant. Now, God bless anybody who does, bless all my friends who are restaurant owners and need to make money. And those, you know, I am in no way trying to take a stand one way or the other. I'm telling you what my personal choice is. I am not advocating anything. I am not criticizing anyone at all, period. You know, just to be very, very clear. So, so yeah, I mean, I don't want to set you up if you have nothing to say. I apologize. But
oh, no, that's fine.
Yeah, so nope. There you go.
Well, yeah, no, I agree. You know, with all the takeout options that are available and everything, yeah, I prefer to go to the restaurant and have my food nice and fresh there instead of picking it up and taking it home. And, you know, it's not bad by any means, but it's definitely more, I enjoy the experience of eating in a restaurant. And there are other things, you know, like going to a movie theater and things like that, that just don't seem like a good option right now, depending on what's actually even available. You know, certain things are opening up and other things are not just yet. And, but yeah, I can't imagine that I need those things so much or that I need to make a point about not being afraid of COVID to go out and do them. It's like, I'm doing okay, you know, I get a little stir crazy sometimes. Yeah, I'd love to go out, and I really would love to be able to go down to Paradox on a game night and play games with people. It just makes so much more sense to wait now, let everything calm down, you know, get under control, and then do it again into perpetuity rather than go out and do it now and then possibly spread infection and make everything go on hiatus again. And I don't know. It just makes sense to me. There's nothing out there I need so badly that I need to risk my health and other people's health right now. That's just kind of the way I feel about it.
I mean, the very clear thing I want to say, because I have a lot of friends in retail, and everybody's taking a different approach, and God bless absolutely every one of them. Because I'm choosing to do what I'm doing, I'm not trying to be an advocate, you know, not trying to get on a soapbox, none of that. I don't have the slightest problem. I have a friend who has a comic book shop. In March and April, he literally lost $43,000. Not that his sales were down $43,000. He just functionally lost $43,000. I'm guessing that's a pretty widespread situation. So no matter what, you need to get your shop open. Like he needs to get his shop open. Like period. Just end the story. He needs to, you know. Mm-hmm. And so like I don't know anyone's circumstances but my own. In my circumstances are going to be different than the person next to me, the other comic shop in town, the other, you know, game stores in town. Theirs might be better than mine, worse than mine, doesn't matter, you know. So I don't want to get into any of that. And people, you know, we've seen it both ways. We're seeing like there are some people like trying to tell people to boycott the stores that opened. Oh, that I don't advocate that for a split second.
No, heavens no.
you don't know why those stores are opening. You don't know that they disagree with you. You don't know what the it is. You're making it political when you do that. And that's the thing. Paradox is, you know, and I don't add, but you know, conversely, the people who are mad because stores are requiring masks, you know, it's the same thing. I just, you know, I don't want to make a political, you know, but I guess my point is just, you need to, you know, you need to choose the thing that's right for you with that fits your philosophy. And if my store doesn't do that for you, I totally understand that. I mean, I really do. Like, we're going to have mask requirements. And if that's a problem for you and you need to go to Comic Junction or Little Big Wars because they don't, that's okay. Like, go where you need to be. And but you know, I'm choosing what I'm choosing because I really believe we can do this all together to keep, I think in the long term, we're going to keep our place safe so that it can stay open and so that you are always welcome there no matter what you think and what you believe in, you know, that's my priority. So I don't know. I hope that makes sense and tried to dodge the, so should we talk about this thing or do you,
let's go ahead and get into this. Cause yeah, I think, we've pontificated enough about the current situation and our feelings. I think we could go ahead and get some people some actual data.
So we called previously, we said Paradox is on the case, and we made an abbreviation, Call Ahead Shopping Experience. And that's been up for quite a while, and it's about to be replaced. And to fit the theme of everything we're talking about, the shop is your third place, the shop is our home. And we want to keep it intact, so that it's safe and healthy and operating. So basically, we are calling our plan Paradox Together. It, you know, that really fits the my philosophy and what I think the philosophy of the store is, you know. So all it's really saying is, like, we're all going to take a little responsibility together. We're not asking you to do something while we're not doing something. You know, we're going to do the lion's share of making sure that place is safe for you. But there are a few things that we are asking you to do, but we're not asking you to do them because we're mean people trying to limit your choices. We're your choice is that you want to shop at Paradox and you want to be a part of the Paradox community. So given that choice, we're just asking for a little shared responsibility to make sure we're all able to do that. You know, I think that's a good way to put it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I've talked a lot. You want to start breaking the news here? How about when can I come back to Paradox, Josh?
All right. So here's the scoop, everybody. All right. So starting Wednesday, May 13th, we're going to have appointment shopping available. So it'll be different hours on different days. Basically, the first day there, it's going to be from 1 to 6 p.m. And so the way that works, you just call ahead and reserve a time slot. How big are the time slots, Rich?
Not just call ahead. They're going to have an option to do that on the website.
Oh, right.
Yep. So, I mean, they can call too if nothing's full, but I would prefer if everybody could use the web options first because that would be the cleanest place for us to track. So, and it's going to work like an item on the website, not like on the calendar. And so, like, Wednesday appointment shopping will be like an item, and then you'll have a 1 hour time slot with a cap of five people per hour, you know, five. You know, items per hour. They're free. Like, they don't cost anything, but that allows us also to deliver the questions, you know, the, have you been around somebody with it? Have you had it? Do you have a pending test, right? Like the thing, same questions you get basically everywhere you go.
Right.
So,
yeah, so that'll start Wednesday, May 13th. And then Thursday, from 11 to 6 PM, store hours.
Those will be really good. The reason, so I did a little weird, like it's 1 to 6 on Wednesday because it's our first day, but B, it's our last new to you comic book day. So we're doing that at 11 AM. So I just wanted to build in I wanted to make sure we had time to do that, but then also be ready for, you know, people as well, right? So, and then Thursday, 11 to 6 is our current normal schedule. So we needed an icebreaker. We just needed to, you know, like you, I will say that I think we probably got a little paralyzed, and we maybe should have been doing appointment shopping a week early. It's easy to get paralyzed when you know, we've been safe and we've been blessed by our customers. And so it was, you know, it was kind of easy to just fall into, you know, that routine. Right. So.
Right. Yeah. So we'll start that. Then on Friday, May 15th, the store is going to be open to customers from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And the main, one of the big reasons for that is the Magic the Gathering Ikoria pre-release or not pre-release, but the actual release, excuse me.
Yep, there's no pre-release. It's all just one day. So, yeah, I mean, I couldn't be more excited. I'm so excited. I'm so pumped for Friday.
And just to mention, that doesn't include coming in and sitting down and playing games of Magic. It's so people can pick up their product.
Yeah, buy product, pick up pre-orders. We'll have singles available. We're taking orders on singles right now through email so we can get them prepped as much as possible, and there's a whole bunch of rules about that that if I shut up we can get to, so
but yeah, so looking on from there, we're going to have basically during normal operating hours from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Excluding Sundays because the shop is closed, there will be more appointment shopping, but then on Wednesday, May 20th, the store will open at 10 a.m. And will be open to customers because that is when new comics return after a long hiatus.
Oh, my God. Oh, new comics. Oh, man. I'm in tears. I just want to be there. Yeah, you know, like, we've been planning since late April. This was our target the whole time. We knew that that could get a curveball. We knew the governor of North Dakota might, you know, or some other circumstance may not fit into our exact plans. But, you know, look, we don't even have any new product right now, you know, until the 15th. I mean, we could have let people in, but, you know, our shelves have drained down a little bit and nothing new was coming out. So we just felt like this was the window. You know, we felt like this was the right time because it corresponds to what you guys want with all these new releases and that you're really excited about. So I don't know. This to me was always the fit in flexing some appointment shopping and some open days. All that's really going to allow us to do is like the first 2 days with appointments, that really just, it gets people in. It breaks that paralysis of not having them in there. So, you know, we just get some interaction. We need to, and it gives us a little bit of a chance to learn, you know, how do they move around the store? What are they doing we didn't think of, you know, things like that. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then that one day, flex also same thing, you know, like now that we're open to the public, like what contingency are we not prepared for? Like if you come in, if people come in like in a big group, we're not allowing big groups, you know, especially if there's like, you know, a lot of times you'll get like one shopper and three friends, right? Well, we're not, you know, we just can't do that, right? The shopper needs to come in, shop and leave, right? That's what needs to happen. So just, it's just going to be stuff like that and figuring out how to deal with it. I like, my guess is, knowing my customers and how long we've been around, 90%+ this will go really well. Mm-hmm. What we're looking out for is that, you know, we just need to make sure that 10% or so that are people who may not know the rules or may not want to follow them or things like that. We just need to make sure that for their own safety and everything else, we are ready and set up to handle that situation, right?
So. Right. Yeah, so that's the current schedule here, and then we're going to kind of evaluate after that, see how things go, and then.
I mean, if it goes well, it'll just be open to the public, you know, for sure, starting on that the 20th on. But you know, again, let's just take it slow.
Well, and you know, and that does give us the opportunity to evaluate and see. Like our thoughts are that it will go well. And
yeah,
we don't have any necessary reason to think that it won't, but it's good to write that in. Otherwise, you know, we don't want to paint ourselves into a corner here. We want to take things nice and easy and get things going. I mean, we want the store open more than anybody else does, I think.
Yes. Yeah. Like, it's not like, I mean, that's one of the things about this whole thing. It's like, not that we don't want the stuff. Of course, it's like, this is our existence. This is who we are and what we do. So yeah, we want the store open. Okay. So,
yeah.
So that's the schedule. So let's get into the nitty gritty of how it's going to work.
Right. So, as we've been saying, there will be some policies, some guidelines in place. Again, nothing too out of there, out of this world, out of left field, whatever phrase is appropriate here.
I think the strongest one will be our masks, but let's just start with our, you know, let's run down these here. So.
Yeah. All right. So, what we've got here, basically, the golden rule is if you're sick, if you're feeling sick, if you've been sick or been around someone who's sick, you know, please make the decision yourself to isolate yourself as is appropriate. We're relying just as much on each of you to make good decisions as we are on the other policies and things we're putting in place to keep yourself and other people safe. So just,
that,
you know.
That golden rule applies to our staff.
Mm-hmm.
We did buy a thermometer. A contactless thermometer. We're not going to choose to. I mean, I know some people are using it, you know, on shoppers. We're going to use it. You know, we're going to target staff and not shoppers. You know, that's. I don't know. I just there is some kind of line there for me, and I. You know, we'll see. But that's our plan.
Yeah. So that's the big thing right off the bat. And then, of course, as Richard was mentioning, sneeze guards. We've got those plexiglass guards up at the counter spaces. So,
magic counters, those. Checkout counters. One thing you'll notice with them, really, all we did is we went and bought plexiglass and just, you know, and some brackets and just screwed them on and stuff like that. So, like, they're very. We went with a very temporary approach, so it's not beautiful, you know.
but they're see through, so.
Right.
You won't see how ugly they are.
I mean, we could invest in glass and a heavier setup, but we're hoping that they're not a permanent fixture. So that's why we went the way that we did. So.
Right. All right. So covered those. Employee masks. All employees will be required to wear masks when working at the store there, interacting with all you fine folks. So, regardless of your thoughts on it, I think they'll be masked up. So, just to be safe.
I'd like to make a point with that too. No decision that this store made has been unilateral in internally. One of our goals since the very beginning, you know, right after we locked the door, we sat down, we stopped everything, we sat down, and we said, "What do you guys want to do?" You know. And we didn't have anybody who didn't want to do anything other than fight, you know. And so at every turn, even as we planned this out over the last week, I've talked to every employee. Is everybody comfortable? And we even had a thing in management where we almost went into, like, we had somebody who was like, well, you know, started to say, well, you know, if I have employees who are willing to go out, you know, that's great. But I said, nope, we're not going to do that, right? Like, we're not going to be a place that's like, hey, employee, go do something I'm not willing to do, right? Like, so we had to all get on the same page for all of our decisions.
Right. Sorry, I lost my place there for a second.
Social distancing. There we go. All
know these, right? Yep. Social distancing. Let's just keep it up. Try to observe a 6-foot distance between you and the next person in the room.
Working on markers, yeah, some kind. Yep.
Putting some markers down on the floor, some places to help you kind of gauge that distance. It's not, again, anything you wouldn't see in other stores. I went into Qdoba a week ago or something to pick up an order, and they had marks on the floor for people to stand on while you're waiting to pick up your takeout.
Yeah, the only thing we really need to work on with those, especially, is the counter areas. You know, typically we'll have a lot of people hanging out together, you know, looking at magic cards. So we can't, you know, we're gonna have to make sure that we keep that in mind. And then the checkout tills. you know, you know, mm-hmm. it's, you know, the habit is to get in line behind, you know, at the checkout. So you just aren't going to be able, you know, you have to be 6 feet behind them. So it's right. that type of thing that we need to figure out. And our space is a little smaller. So we just need to, you know, that's why, well, we'll get to limits and everything. Okay.
All right. So that in mind, we will have sand sanitizer.
I like it.
All right. We're awake here. It's noon. We've woken up. It's hand sanitizer station. So we will have a hand sanitizer station as you enter the store. So we would highly recommend you use that on your way in and use it on your way out. We're going to do our best to keep the store as clean as possible. I think we'll talk about that a little bit farther down the line. But there's always a chance you could come in contact with some germs somewhere along the way. So for your own sake and safety, we recommend that you use that on your way in and on your way out. After that, deep cleaning. So yeah, we're going to clean all the common surfaces, including the door handles, the credit card machines, the counters, all that stuff. And on a regular basis, and especially, you know, after periods, if there are a few people in the shop at a time, we'll keep up with the cleaning. And but just to be aware, we can't clean all of the merchandise.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a lot of our internal rules really focus on stuff, you know, things we're not post because they're how we're going to do things behind the scenes. But, you know, the biggest, and you see this at Target. Target's got these signs, you know, don't touch stuff or try clothes on. You know, like if you're going to buy it, great, grab it. But it's those common surfaces, and we can wipe down everything you could touch, but you know, we can't go wipe down the trade paperbacks or the Clorox wipe. You know, so that's where it gets into trouble. And I like mostly, I think people understand that and are going to self-regulate. You know, most people are going to self-regulate anyway. Most people really don't want to touch stuff that other people may have touched.
Right.
But the key is, you know, let's say I'm at the dice wall and I just want to pick up that really cool blue translucent set and look at it. I mean, that's the type of thing you're going to have to really watch yourself on. We are going to need to limit that. You know, we've contemplated, you know, covering, you know, take the dice, like putting it inside an actual case that we open up and get the things out for you. But I'm hoping we don't have to do that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, pardon my hiccups.
Oh, I will. I pardon you. You are pardoned.
So, yeah, I mean, yeah. So the last or the next one is about our limit. And I'm just going to say, cause I'm not sure which version Josh has, but cause I changed it, but we're going to go with a pretty hard, tight limit. We're going to go limit 5 to start with, people in the store at a time. You know, the store is reasonably well sized on the retail side, but we've kind of limited, like, the area that used to be the front game room and that for the last year has been the comic, you know, like the graphic novel area, that's inaccessible right now. So we're, you know, we've really got the main hall and then the side room, which used to be and now is again the board game role-playing area. Spoiler. while we were closed. But anyway, so we're going to just try limit 5. Now, we may quickly find out that that's too low, you know, that we don't need to do that. But, you know, like, again, just be patient with us while we experiment. And then if you're outside, and I'm hoping we can get some kind of indicator. I was thinking about just getting some chidewalk sock. Ugh, your sand sanitizer.
spreading.
Yeah,
it's like a virus. Like
we can just take some sidewalk chalk and indicate where to start and then just make a mark every 6 feet, you know, heading north is my plan. So anyway, you know,
right.
I don't know how often that will even happen. You know, some of my friends are reporting, like one of my good friends in retail in Florida, he said he had about 30% normal sales for a week. Some people are actually up in sales. Although I think most of the people who are up in sales, what I'm getting the vibe of is they were places that weren't even able to do curbside. And so their customers just have this pent up, you know, 2 month excitement. Whereas I don't expect that for us. I mean, I think we'll be busy for Ikoria at NewCon, but I'm not expecting, if we were open right this second, I don't think 100 people would rush down and run in, you know, like that's just not what, is probably likely. So anyway.
Right. So a few more to go over here.
Everything on that list, anything on that list that's a number, I mean, really any policy, like all these things, like, hey, the rule of COVID-19 is whatever you think now might be different in an hour, you know, so.
Yeah, just consider it like the weather here in North Dakota. Yeah. It can change on the hour.
And I'll cover the last one on the list just because it will be the most, you know, controversial one or whatever. But like, if you want to hit up the children rules, go ahead.
You know, I like to hit children. Yes. No, we do have a rule here that children under 16 are not allowed alone. So you're definitely welcome to accompany your child. And if they're under 10, they have to stay with you at all times. And that's just, again, general safety concerns. You know, kids might not be as aware of their space, personal space and other people's, without a guiding hand there.
I kind of hate these rules the most, but everybody's doing it, and they're right. Like, the problem is little kids are the ones who are tending to just go grab something. Mm-hmm. And the whole point is to limit that touching interaction for their safety, you know, along with everybody else's. So, I mean, that's, yeah. So,
right.
But the last one on the list, and by far the most, you know, wading into the most controversial territory, is like customers and masks. I mean, I'm going to require masks for customers. Like, I know this will be the most, you know, controversial thing, and I may even have good customers good loyal customers who don't like it. I get that, but like, all the data on breathing and putting particles in the air that I've got, I mean, and again, you know, maybe we'll, what I'm hoping is we find, I talked to a local game shop owner. So probably 90% of the people walked in, you know, with masks anyway. So that's awesome. So, I mean, mm-hmm. The rule isn't really there, you know, to be a dictator. It's there for the corner, you know, for the exceptions to the rule. I mean, most of us are probably going to respect that rule very easily, right? And so, yeah, this is where we get into the closest of, like, we basically have two choices. We either choose to kind of go the way we believe in, and therefore what we think is the safest. Or if we choose not to do that, then really we're choosing to support people that we don't see eye to eye with on that issue. God bless them. Not criticizing. I'm just saying, like, we might have a different opinion.
Right.
And so, and in doing so, also compromise our value of keeping the store as safe as we can. So, yeah, I mean, that's why we're going that way. And I swear to you, I utterly respect your opinion in either direction. I just want to make it clear that, like, for me, this is about everybody who wants to come, not just one person who thinks one way. And it isn't about me disagreeing with them or saying they're wrong or nothing at all. It's mm-hmm. just about my responsibility to think about the entire picture. So, yeah, I hope that makes sense. So,
yeah, and I hope people understand and see it that way, because, I mean, yeah. I could go in deeper, but I think we run of making it feel more political than it is. And,
yeah.
And that's the thing we exactly want to avoid, so...
It's a little unavoidable, but I hope the way that I just expressed it is, you know, something that people can understand, even if they don't agree.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, you know, think about it this way. A lot of stores have a no shirt, no shoes, no service policy, and we've been adhering to that for years. That's been around for all of my life. And that's infringing on my right to go around barefoot, but, you know, but we deal with that. This really isn't any different.
Well, Josh, how can I shop at Paradox?
All right. So we've discussed a few things here, but let's go over this just to make sure, because some things are changing, some things are not, some things are getting added on. So we did talk about appointment shopping. So like we said, beginning Wednesday, May 13th, you can use the website to make an appointment. And yeah, like Rich said, that is really the best way to do it. If for some reason the website isn't working for you or you have issues with it, you can certainly call in and, you know, we'll do our best to work with you. But But that really is the best way to do it. So that way a slot can be taken, you can see what's available. It just makes it a lot easier for everyone, I think.
I think it's easier for you guys, you know, for the customers.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, is there a spot open? I don't need to wait for someone to answer the phone to find out. I can just pop on the website and find, right? So, yeah.
Yep, exactly. So we do have that appointment shopping. Again, hourly appointments, and will be capped at 5 people. And so the appointments are for individuals and not for groups. So if you're thinking about making an appointment and coming in with 4 of your friends, they should each take the other slots.
Yep.
So
yeah, they can do that, but they need to, we need to emphasize actual shoppers, you know, again, not just, you know, I mean, I can't wait until you just come in with your 4 friends to get whatever you need and they're hanging out, having a good time. Yeah, that's all I want, but.
Right. Because, we don't want one person coming in with 5 people and another person signing up for the same time with 3 people and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So we do also have call-ahead shopping. So you can call to the store, 701-239-9505, and get a personal shopping experience, personal shopping service from one of our employees. So, Rich, any more details on that, or...?
No, it's the same. It's the same thing that's been doing, you know, like call ahead shopping, and then also the emphasis that, like, if you've been enjoying curbside, that hasn't changed. You know, all the things we're doing now are there. We're just simply adding things that you can do in addition.
Right. And then, like Rich said, curbside shopping. So even though there are ways for you to come into the store and pick up your things, or even browse a little and shop, if you'd prefer. We still will absolutely work with you to so you can purchase the item, and then we'll run it out to your car. And that way you don't have to come into the store and possibly expose yourself to anything that might be running through there.
Yeah, I just had that experience myself out shopping, and the store was open, but they were also doing curbside, so I just had them run my thing out. Hey, I was lazy. Mm-hmm. I didn't even get out of my car, so that was great.
Perfect.
Just a few more policies. These almost fall into, like, frequently asked questions, basically. You know, we get a lot of calls about collections. So the way we're handling collections, let's say you have a Magic card collection, or you have a back issue collection, or maybe even a used board game collection or something like that. What we're doing is we're doing video evaluations of your collection. So we meet you on Zoom, you know, Skype, whatever is convenient. And then literally we go through your collection. It's not really any different than what we would do if you brought it in, right? But it just prevents, A, the social interaction, but also the touching interaction, touching the things physically. The annoying part that COVID then causes, so we should be able to reasonably make you aware at that in order to know, like, yeah, we want this. No, we don't. You know, your 90s Image comics that we don't want collection versus your, you know, 70s Marvel collection that we do want, you know, stuff like that, right? And so once we've done the evaluation, then what we're going to do is we're going to have you bring it to the back, and we'll put it in the event center. Essentially, we're going to use the event center to quarantine collections for 72 hours, right? So I think effectively I feel pretty comfortable. I mean, we're not blasting UV light on them, which actually would be a good idea. And I'm looking at some options for things like that. But basically, you know, once it's been there for 72 hours, then we'll finalize, and we're going to pay either by PayPal or by check, you know, so it'll be pretty clean. It just, you know, it's annoying that extra 3 days is built in there. So that, like, the other question connected to that is pretty obvious, which is, you know, if collections, but, like, one of the key things we do is that interaction right at the Magic the Gathering counter, you know, trading for cards and all that kind of jazz. We are not trading for Magic singles right now. You can't bring in 6 cards and expect us to pick them up and deal with them on the spot. That would, you know, like, I did put some numbers down in the final version of this that I sent to Josh, but, you know, like, it's just logical. Like, you know, you might have 5 cards that are all $20 a card, you know, that's, you know, then we want to look at that. But we want to do that by video still, right? We don't want to do that in person is the point. But, you know, if you're going to bring in, you know, you just bought 5 packs at Walmart and you want to see if we want some of those cards, we're just not doing it. Right. Not because you bought them at Walmart. No, you know, but just, you know, we're just not going to, that's just a risk we're not willing to take. So, lastly, too, in there, you know, card lists. If you, you know, you're used to walking in and writing out your card list or handing us your phone, we're not going to do any of that. We're not going to touch anything that you bring in like that. So, like, all card lists are being taken by email. Got to use our email address. Just send the list. In fact, it's just, you know, hell, it's more convenient for you. You don't have to stand around, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, I mean, that's basically the additional policies that are sort of unique to us, unless I missed one. So.
Right. And like Rich was said towards the beginning of this, this will all be up on the website in a blog post. So if you, something we said doesn't quite make sense or it's just easier to parse if you read it, we will have that up the same time that this podcast will be up on the website. So if you're listening to us now or ahead of time, then you may have to wait a few days to get to that blog if you need it. But it will be there. And if you have any other questions, then you can always contact Rich or someone at the store and ask, because all the employees should know all these policies, and hopefully we can make it all make sense to you.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of this is the common sense stuff you've seen everywhere, so, you know, y'all know mostly, right? Like, about 75% of this stuff, probably. You're probably getting sick of hearing it like we are.
But yeah, so there you go. I think we filled out a good deal of time, but yeah, it's important stuff, you know, and it's ultimately, this is a positive. These are the steps that need to be taken to getting the store open again full time. And, you know, we don't know for sure when that will be, and opening up the event center is even farther away than that, I'm sure. Which is a sad, sad thing, but we will get through.
The event center right now is just storage space, really expensive storage space.
Yeah.
Right.
Although I do make it back there to do some streaming from time to time. So
even that's dropped though, just because we can do it all from.
Well, yeah. I mean, our Thursday night tabletop stream we've been doing on Tabletop Simulator. And I know you've been doing a lot of the comic stuff at the front of the store.
Yep, we've done some of our live shows from the back, but lately we've moved up front more and more. And the marathon was all up front. And
yep, but when we do our remote gaming for our virtual game days, I hop back there and we play. So
yep,
so it's still getting some use.
Well, that's all I got. I'm going to spend my day playing Gloomhaven now.
That sounds like a great way to play, a great way to spend the day.
Yeah, I think we got about 8 hours, so we probably will get through, hopefully we'll get through two scenarios. Some of those, there are some fairly quick ones, but almost all of them, you know. So.
Yeah, no, they definitely. Oh, man, there's a whole bunch of comments that I did not see pop up. For some reason, it didn't auto-populate there. So I am so sorry, folks, for missing
anything we can hit up quick?
Oh, let's see. Some people were booing. I can't remember what that was for, but that was towards the beginning. So I think that was, I think, did I say a pun or something like that? It very well might have been. but David Economos said that he swears when he can get back in the store, he's going to get down and kiss the floor with a mask on, of course. So, the floor will be cleaned regularly. So Sarah Holm misses being able to go in the store. It was her first D&D home in Fargo. Yeah, we miss you too, Sarah. Brandon's excited for new comics. Minnie's excited for new comics. David's excited for the smell of fresh comic ink.
Amen, brother.
But then Brandon responded saying that he thinks they sat in the Diamond Warehouse for an extra month.
They did, actually, so
yeah.
the first things we're going to be getting in the first couple of weeks are stuff that was printed in March and has just been sitting there, so.
You can zap Brandon with a thermometer at any time, Rich, so it's recorded there. It's there for posterity on the internet.
Yeah, one of the most respected retailers in the industry, and a good friend of mine, who actually a lot of things that I've done over the last couple of years are because I met her and formed that friendship. She's thermometer ring everybody who walks in the door. Again, I'm kind of in. No, I don't think I'm gonna do that. You know, but
well, if we need to, we will. But I don't
if you guys will, if you guys will go along with my mask requirements, then I don't see why we need to go further than that is my take right now. So, we'll see. So,
Mindy asked if we're going to do any more remote gaming. She enjoyed that last Saturday for the virtual game day. Yeah, I think until we're able to open up the event center. We'll plan to at least do that once a month for keep our game day going in some capacity. If there's more call for it, if people enjoy it and want to set up more gaming sessions, let us know because we can see what we can do to accommodate. But for right now, I think we're just planning to it'll be the first Saturday in June. I'll be in there doing some more sessions. And if you have suggestions for games to play, let me know. I've been going through my collection and trying to determine some games that have little to no hidden information, especially cooperative ones work well. But if we have more options for other games to play, I think that'll be good.
And literally, for some reason, when you started to say little to no, for some reason I thought you were going to say something like little to no fun. I don't know, like, or something like that. I don't know why I thought
games that are really dumb and horrible to play. They're so simple that we can play them.
Oh, okay.
Chad confirmed that it was my pun that his wife booed. So thank you, Chad. That's good. Good to know it wasn't something else we said. I can take that. Lancer Seifert is excited to get back to the go over the back issues and get some new comics. So,
amen, brother.
And Sarah has volunteered. If you need to, I'll do it. I'm getting thermometered for training with your part-time job. So if you need a thermometer, gal, you've got to volunteer. So, Brandon Ross, no hidden info equals dumb, LOL. Apparently, Brandon likes to keep some secrets. All right. Well, thanks for sticking with us, even though I was missing all your comments there. I'm so used to it, like, automatically, just moving up, but I'm actually in, like, the live video command center here, and apparently it doesn't just automatically move the old comments up. You have to scroll down to see the new ones. Chess also equals dumb, according to Brandon. I agree. I don't like chess.
I like chess. I'm terrible at it.
It's too smart for me, I think. It's too strategic. I don't want to sit there and go, okay, if I play the game exactly like this, and they play it exactly like this, here's how it'll play out, and then not have to play the game.
Yep.
Give me some randomness. I need it. I'm not smart enough to be strategic.
I mean, but on the other hand, you don't want Monopoly.
No. Well, I mean, there's random, and then there's just poor game design. That's...
I will say we've been having a lot of fun at home playing Switch Monopoly.
Sure that's it. Automates some of it.
It does. Yeah, it makes it. Everything goes a lot faster. And there's a rule variant where you don't have to wait to get a Monopoly to buy houses.
Oh, really? And, you just get a property and can start buying houses on it.
Yeah. So if you go first and land on a property, it's like, well, I'm just going to put a hotel on this. See if I get lucky, right?
Bankrupt somebody on the first turn.
First turn, yeah.
Amazing.
So, I mean, it backfires then, because then you don't have any money to buy,
property
if they miss it. But if they do, if you get lucky and they do, it's, oh, I'm going to do well now.
So. I think that's my kind of a game. Either you're out in two turns or everyone else is. The end.
Yep.
Antiopoly.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening, whether it was live or on the recording. And yeah, Josh and I are just going to talk over a few things after we shut down. And yes. I'm going to go start.
We're going to have our own hidden information. All right. Thanks, everybody. Take it easy. And we will see you soon, whether it's curbside or actually in the store or wherever.
Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. You're going to be in the store. I'm going to not hug you from 6 feet away. So.
All right. Have a good one, folks.
This was a DoxCast. Hope you think it rocks cast. Oh, look at the clocks cast. Until next time, be gone.